When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Madness.
Begin. You're listening to Cobras and Fire, a Pantheon podcast. March Madness is upon us, and today we recap the results of round two and set you up for what to expect in round three. Welcome to Cobras and Fire, March Madness 2022. My name is Baco, and with me this morning is the same person who's always with me, LC Fox, out in Denver, Colorado. How are you this morning, Denver?
I'm doing well.
Denver Riggleman?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go with it. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that. How are you this morning, man?
I'm great. May the lucky charms be with you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We're getting into round two. We're wrapping up round two. These are the results of round two. After this, we will have our, what do they call it, the Elite Eight. So we went from the Sweet 16, and we're going to give you the results and preview the matchups that will be the eight final records heading into the end of this tournament here. Are you ready for this, man?
Yes. Again, the reference to Lucky Charms was the fact that you're in a casino. Just to translate for the audience.
No one's supposed to know, LC.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. We'll just keep them guessing then.
Hey, you know what? A quick side note on that. I'll tell you, one of the nice things when you're set up like something like this, because they're really... I'm already starting to run out of things to do to stay interested. So it's a little kind of a bros weekend with some of my high school friends. We're just spending a few days here in fucking Iowa for some reason. You can tell I wasn't the planner or coordinator, but there is an upside. Basically, I've ate at the breakfast buffet every morning, and that means now 3 days this week I will have had fresh fruit included in my daily diet. And that's nice. You know what I mean? A little more uptake in that. So.
Yeah, and by fresh fruit, you mean cantaloupe. Because that usually is the cheapest fruit that they can provide, and they provide the most of it.
Yeah, cantaloupe, honeydew. Let me try to think here. Yeah, it's mainly melons. I think there's a little watermelon and banana too. But
fresh fruit should just say parentheses varieties of melon.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're at a restaurant that says like, "Would you like fries?" Yeah. You can have fruit, and you get like three pieces of cantaloupe, two pieces of honeydew, and a grape.
And most of it's the what do you call it? What's the edge of the cantaloupe called? The rind?
Yeah. I haven't quite ran into that, but I get you. Yeah, the orange kind of fades to green.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Well, man.
So if you were coming here for March Madness and you were also wanting to know a little bit about fresh fruit, you're getting a little dose of both today.
What do you say? I highly recommend the buffet at Diamond Joe Casino. Anyway, all right, moving on. Let's get into this, man. Madness. All right, so we're going to start up with the LC region here. Your first matchup was the 8 seed Poison Hollyweird went up against your number 3 seed GNR Chinese Democracy. This was a very interesting matchup because, first of all, Poison destroyed. I can't remember who they were playing in round one, but they ran
AC/DC.
AC/DC ran away with like 90% of the vote. GNR was a little bit of a tougher competition. Now, do you want any predictions on who you think won this one?
Sorry about that in the background. My prediction is that I just took a couple quick looks, and looks like Poison was leading the charge in some of them at one point. But I'm going to say just for historical purposes, the GNR is going to pull through, and people want us to talk about that more.
One of the closer matchups of this round, but Poison took care of it, 58% of the vote.
What?
It was a dead heat, 50-50 out of Decibel Geek. It was a one-point victory for GNR on Twitter, but it was the Cobras and Fire group that really swung this fucker. Apparently, the Cobras and Fire listeners want us to talk Hollyweird more than Chinese democracy. Anyway. And the other matchup in the LC region, it was the number two seed ZZ Top going up against number four, Megadeth Risk. Another intriguing matchup, but this one ended up not being that close. Any predictions here?
Oh, I don't even need to look at the stats. Risk has to dominate this.
Yeah, Risk ran away with it with 60% of the vote. Again, not the biggest margin we've had, but definitely not close. And again, and this one won across the board in all three polls. So
I do need to still put together a mashup of Sleeping Bag and Crush 'Em.
Yeah, all right.
What do you think?
I like that. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Maybe
I think it's the same beat. All right.
All right. Enough with that. Moving on to the CC region. Going up against the number one seed, Tommy Lee Andro, was one of my personal favorites that I'm kind of rooting for in this, is the number three, Ted Nugent, Shut Up and Jam. This one ended up being pretty tight. Any thoughts on this matchup?
The Rock Gods have anything to do with this tournament. I've been praying for Ted Nugent to defeat the Tommy Lee. So please tell me my prayers have. I want to see the power of prayer. Did
yes,
it work?
Your prayers have been answered. Kind of a neat little thing. Ted Nugent won by 3 votes in the Twitter poll and the Cobras and Fire group, and by 4 votes in the Decibel Geek. So it was tight across the board, but Ted Nugent did manage to get 55% of the vote. So there you go.
Excellent. I actually went back and listened to a little bit of Tommy Lee and prepping that he might go through, and it's all terrible.
It was scary after that first round ass beating he did. Again, I don't remember that matchup, but of course I have everything in front of me. But yeah, he just
research
totally destroyed Iron Maiden Virtual X. And so yeah. I was concerned. The Nuge comes through for us like he always does. All right. In the other matchup, we have the number seven seed, Bon Jovi, This House Is Not For Sale, against the number four pick, Melvin's Pincus, Abortion Technician. Damn it, I almost had it that time. All right. That one, of course, was the user pick from Randy Brown. Now, Randy's really been pushing for this fucker. Right? Yeah. So he was really happy that I advanced into round one, but it was a pretty close tally there. Just the last hour is what gave it the edge in the first round. Did it have the strength to take down Bon Jovi, This House Is Not For Sale?
Well, I know he's been doing some a lot of back channeling. I think he's been doing a lot of messaging behind the scenes and things like that, trying to rally the troops.
Yeah.
But still, even with that, I still have to say that people. I just hope my only thing is Bon Jovi. Don't want to talk about it really, but at the same time, hope it's not the Melvins. Are my hopes realized?
They are, yes, and it was not close. This was the one of the bigger runaways from this round, and 70% of the vote, Bon Jovi basically handled it, won easily in all three polls. So
good, and this means that I'll be able to use tired Karen haircut, ask the manager jokes throughout the episode if it wins.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Soccer mom is going to where I'm going to go with. That's always been my go-to with Bon Jovi. But anyway, getting into the Baco region then. My number one seed managed to survive the first round. Vanilla Ice, Hard to Swallow, going up against number six, White Tiger. Any thoughts on this one?
This is, again, same thing I talked about for last time. I clicked the trigger for White Tiger to, I think, escape the clutches of Nostradamus. I'm going to do the reverse this time. I'm going to say that it's definitely going to Vanilla Ice. No question.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice took this one. The interesting thing from the polls is that it only won by 2 votes on Twitter, and that was not the case in either one of the Cobra and Fire group or the Decibel Geek community polls. It was a clear winner in those two groups. But, it still won all three, but it was actually kind of tight on Twitter. I just thought that was kind of an anomaly. But, Vanilla Ice advances to the next round. And then the other matchup in the Baco... Go ahead.
Did we discuss this? Is this going to be if Vanilla Ice makes it all the way through? Is this going to be a fresh listen for you too? Because I've never heard it.
Yeah, I've only heard his remake of Ice Ice Baby that's on there.
Got it.
At least that's the only thing that's registered. If I've heard more, I really haven't caught it. But
Understood.
And then the next matchup in the Baco region was Bullet Boys Zaza, number seven seed, going up against the number five seed, Gorky Park. There has been some Like, there's been some people that really want to hear Gorky Park. Keith Rockford went on Twitter to make that a comment. He's like, if we get an hour of this record being discussed, that is what he's apparently rooting for. So, what are your thoughts on the Bullet Boy Zaza, which to me was kind of a surprise win? That beat Second Sighting, for crying out loud.
Sure. Yeah, I was kind of just amazed with the love of both of those albums. People are like, I like this album, or whatever like that. So I'm still going to say that Gorky Park is going to win and the gas prices will go down.
Okay, excellent. Well, then let's hope both happen. One of them definitely did. Gorky Park won with 60% of the vote, advancing on to the final, or the round of eight. The next round three, we're calling it. All right, let's move on to the Camaro region then. The first matchup there was the number one seed Nickelback, Silver Side Up, versus Creed, Human Clay. Probably,
I can't wait for this.
Out of these two records, I mean, there has not been a single matchup that has even approached the amount of physical sales these two had. I mean, we got to be close to right. The $20 million total sales between these two records. But yeah, there is definitely a lot of hate for both of these bands and both of these records. I know who I was rooting for. Yeah, I'm turning it over to you here in a second. I knew who I was going to root for. What are your thoughts on this matchup, and who do you think won?
Well, I just wanted to know if this had the most actual participation, like number of votes on it, or was
pretty
it
close? Pretty, yeah. It did. Okay. It definitely did. Yeah, I don't have the grand totals, but doing some quick math here, they definitely was. The next closest, and it was pretty close between this one and another one. Where is it? Sammy Hagar and Gene Simmons, both Camaro Region Ooh. Records. So we'll get into that one next. But what about any predictions here? Who did you want to win, first of all?
Well, I want, just because I think it would be more fun to talk about it, is, like I've said, there's good hurt and there's nothing but hurt. And the butt hurt is for the Creed. So I think Creed's going to win.
All right. Yeah, I'm leaning towards Creed, and I hate Creed a little more. So, but yeah, and apparently the listeners do too. 65% of the vote. Creed advances to round three.
Nice.
It did win.
Well done.
It did win in every group, but a little closer on Twitter. Again, only a 6-vote margin between the two, but 2-1 was the ratio in both our group and Decibel Geek. So, like I said, 65% is what they walk away with. And the last Excellent. Matchup. Of the day and round two is from the Camaro region. The number seven seed, Sammy Hagar, Red Voodoo, going up against Jesus. Number four, Gene Simmons, Asshole. Now, it's never fun to go up against Gene Simmons, Asshole, at least I've heard.
No.
I didn't think this one was going to be close and ended up not be. What do you think?
That's got there's so much more to talk about with Gene Simmons' Asshole, right?
Yeah, when you talk about Gene Simmons' Asshole, there's so many layers and all sorts of peaks and valleys you can get into. Mm-hmm. Some shit.
I agree.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
It's all shit.
This was the biggest winner, 78% of the vote. Gene's looking pretty good going into round three.
There was something I was surprised about. It doesn't look like the rally was made by the podcast kings on this one.
Yeah, I don't think. Look, I saw Ian was kind enough to actually comment on it, but I don't think he definitely did not summon his supporters. Otherwise,
and I have to respect that. He just lets the pure vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like he's not influencing. He's letting the public speak.
It would have been kind of funny if like that one just all of a sudden had like 5,000 votes.
That would have though.
But yeah, so let's. You ready? I'll read down the matchups here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the LC region, Poison Hollyweird is going to be going up against Megadeth Risk. That is an eight seed Ooh. Going up against the number two seed. In the CC region, we have Ted Nugent Shut Up and Jam, a number three seed going up against the number seven seed Bon Jovi. This House Is Not for Sale. Going over to the Camaro region, we have Creed Human Clay, a number three seed going up against a number four seed Gene Simmons Asshole. Looking back, it's hard to believe that
Creed versus Gene Simmons.
Yes,
Creed versus Gene Simmons. All right,
it's hard to believe that Gene Simmons Asshole actually went as long as it did before it got picked. Usually, Gene Simmons Asshole gets picked much earlier.
It's true, traditionally. It's usually between scenes of Family Jewels.
Yeah, I know next year I plan on picking Gene Simmons' asshole, unless it wins. So that's the only way to get out of it. Yeah. Then the lastly in the Baco region, we have my number one seed, Vanilla Ice, Hard to Swallow, going up against the self-titled record. I believe the only... I don't know if they did anything more after this. Honestly, they fell off the map. Gorky Park out of Russia in the late 80s record. But so Vanilla Ice versus Gorky Park. I'll hammer through all those one more time just to help tighten it up. Poison Hollyweird goes up against Megadeth Risk. Ted Nugent Shut Up a Jam goes up against Bon Jovi. This House Is Not for Sale. Creed Human Clay is going up against Gene Simmons' Asshole. Vanilla Ice Hard to Swallow goes up against Gorky Park. And those are your eight final matchups heading into the final four. So thank you, everybody, for voting and continue to keep this thing going. It's been a lot of fun. We got a couple more rounds left before we get our grand champion. And, of course, you can hear that at the end of the month. I think March 29th is the day that we announce the winner with the episode that we that won, that it goes with it. Anyway, you can tell I'm off my game a little bit. I'm not used to recording in an Iowa hotel room.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But I got to just tell you in
summary.
Too
much fruit.
Sure. Yeah. I blame it on the melon. It's really too much melon. But, you know, I got to say, you know, for the second annual March Madness, usually sequels are worse. But I have to say, this is the Godfather 2 of matchups.
Oh,
I'm excited about these matchups. I mean, there is so much going on here. They're all winners at this point.
Yeah, correct. There's none that I'm actually worried if I have to talk about. We got rid of
the biggest. That's what I mean.
Tommy Lee was one of them. And I don't know. That was probably the biggest one that still left. There's a couple in the first round that got taken care of, but
yeah. So
Thank you, listeners, for not torturing us. But anyway. Oh, I should update where we're at with our personal brackets, you, me, Chris, and Aaron. All right, so Sinzak's bracket is pretty much toast. He does not have anybody left that can advance in the LC region or the CC region. And he does have Gene Simmons' Asshole making it to the championship game. That's all he's got left in both the Camaro region and the Baco region. He had Psycho Circus winning it all, so he's kind of toast. But you know, hard to say because it doesn't look a whole lot better for the rest of us either. So Aaron is done all the way through G. Basically, he had GNR winning the whole thing, and he has nobody left in that region. He still has Bon Jovi, but... he had Bon Jovi losing in the next round to Tommy Lee, so he's kind of done there. He does have Creed winning it all, and he still has Gene Simmons, so he's still got the two matchups in his region, but he has nothing left in mine. So, moving on to my bracket. Yeah, I'm fucking toast, too. I mean, I had Chinese Democracy winning the whole thing. I still have Megadeth Risk left, but that's the only... I can't get any more points from it because I didn't have it advancing after this next round. I do have the Nuge making it to the Final Four, so there's a little hope for me there. I also have Gene Simmons' Asshole making it to the Final Four and the championship match, but I'm done in my region. So I'm probably sitting a little better than those two, but not great across the board. And then we get to your bracket. You do have Risk, but you had Risk losing to GNR and also GNR losing to Generation Swine for the win. So you're kind of dead in there, but you do have Nugent making it to the Final Four, and you have Gene Simmons making it to the Final Four. So you can still make up some points. I haven't really done any math to add up any of this stuff. That's just kind of how it looks when you take a look at it. And I haven't touched any of the listener brackets. I plan on doing that and just announcing the winner on the episode. So anyway, there's your update.
Very cool. I'm excited. Everybody get out there, vote. Have fun with this. Comment. Next round, when we have more time recording, we'll maybe mention some of these comments. But we're seeing a lot of participation in voicing your opinion on these choices as well, which we like reading.
Absolutely. I've been screen capping a bunch of the comments before I pull the polls down. But
yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little more tight maybe in the actual episode, or we'll figure it out. But yeah, we'll definitely share some of the thoughts that people have been sharing. Keep up with that. It's been a lot of fun. And LC, thanks for your time. I know we're both kind of a little tight this morning, so...
We are. But listen, always take my advice and always bet on black.
All right, will do. They have a sports book here. We don't have that legalized in Minnesota yet, and I just have...
Yeah.
I'm not doing very good, man.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.